Okay, you're on.
Ready if some of the product that we use causes us to have to go back in a year or two and have dig outs and
even 6 months or 3 months.
Right. Well, there has been cases where we're doing dig outs a year after we put material down, and that's what happened in the past that caused us to have some problems. I don't know. It gets a little bit petty whenever some of them. We try to bid by the low bid, but we also try to bid by the best bid. And the best bid in this road situation is a road that the less material wouldn't stand up. Now they'll come in and argue their point that theirs is just as good as anybody else's, but I do know that because I've been out myself on those roads where they were having dig outs on them. So, what I would say would be, and if we go through those and we've got your recommendations and present it to the commission, how quick do you have to do that?
I'm going to make recommendations Monday to you guys on what I think will give us the best, not only quality, but quantity and past experience, where we'll get the good products for the cost. So I'll bring recommendations to you, but I'll bring recommendations on aggregate, and we'll just try to.
I'm going to be here on that. On this, I don't have to be here, but I would like to look at the recommendations and consider what's happened in the last two or three years and make a decision from there. Ron and Bannon can do that, but I would have liked to have been here on this. And I would be here Monday.
You won't be here Monday?
No, I've got the test.
Okay. Wait, you open on Monday? When do we need to do that?
These bid recommendations are scheduled for Monday. I've got four bid recommendations. Aggregates one, asphalt will be one, and I've got other products that I'm running.
I would just do the recommendations and then bring this on Monday. We'll hash it out. Vote on
it. Asphalt, I really don't have any questions or that much issue. That we've got a pretty fair company. I'm just going to make my recommendation based on consistency and what we've done in the past. I think we'll be good there. The other one I do want to discuss is where we opened. We had 9 vendors on our pickup truck. And I want to give you guys a chance to look at them and see what your opinion, because we did get local participation, but one of them was given a chance to come in and only get on half the vehicle. So I just want to make you aware of that, and I'll let you look at that. And particularly one item, I'm not necessarily choosing the low bid. And I'm trying to show why I'm playing.
Again, this is, why can't you tell us your reasoning at the actual bid awarding time?
Well, I didn't know if you had any other questions as far as why. These are pretty very reasonable comparable with, say we're piggybacking off MoDOT bid, we decide not to do that. We decide to bid it out then because our local vendor is on state bid. So we went with that route, but neither one of our local vendors were low bid. So it's still pretty much local, but it's Springfield or choosing to recommend the West Plains. Everybody else is either Kansas City, St. Louis. Now the local vendor was just a few hundred dollars difference, but he wasn't. He did get beat by Springfield vendor. So now, one thing that's different than MoDOT specifications is I included all this within their final price as far as being the delivery, so there's no added charges, no added options, costs or anything in there. The costs are all supposed to be within that one cost. So we don't have to worry about an additional delivery charge or issues like that. Bottom vehicle you see there is the vehicle we're bidding out to replace our sign truck. That's a one-ton type vehicle, and I'm asking that to be a diesel vehicle. With past experience with vehicles we currently have, I'm recommending we try something different that we've never had before here, just to see if that would do a better job for us. I don't understand why as far as cost, there would be in a couple hundred dollars of what state bid. Some of them would be, we actually done better than state bid on, I know the actual three-quarters one would be pretty much $500 or more. The extended cab were probably in any cab, pretty much comparable. When I looked at the options you had of that and you had the delivery cost, I think, bid them out where we've done better overall.
State bids, you have to go where to pick them up?
Actually, you can have them delivered, but it's an extra charge, or you can pick them up. These, we've been them out delivered to Foresight, so that's the difference. So that saved us money in itself. So. That was basically the two main issues I wanted. I didn't know if there'd be a bunch of questions coming up on the other vendors would be there, different issues. I know that previous topic we had issues last year, so I heard that before I made a presentation.
Not other than I don't think we're in around that table of discussion on this. What about personnel on this? Have you got your?
I've got a candidate I want to talk about next executive session. We've got a couple more candidates the interviews will have the next week, but I've got one I think here too. I'll bring them to you for 11. I had two lined up, but one was
not. Are your temps, but you've got one that you think maybe you might want to put on if you want to throw a probationary period.
Yeah, I think you
can. How's your temps? Are you getting more fats on temps?
That's the problem. We put an ad out that we went through. We had 9 applications. She got 1 response. We had another one coming in. Heard about it. Word of mouth was posted. We got a couple more after the interview. New ones next week. We'll see how them work out. Hopefully, the ad's paper will help too. Maybe we'll get some new applications. I think this one would be a good candidate.
What about these tech colleges and things like that that are high, that, you know, high school, they have to be 18, don't you, to work for the county?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like maybe there might be somebody that would be interested in like the mechanic side or something like that, like fresh out of one of those tech schools or something, that would be a, see it, that those always end up here in May or graduation and stuff. But maybe not being too big a rush. I know we need them with the grass, the petting and all that stuff that's going on, because the way things are, we usually get those first round in April and then usually until October. So.
Yeah, I'd like to have them on. This last winter is really, they bogged us down by all their employees having mixed number of hours of comp time they have to get used up. And so pretty much, we've got a skeleton crew for the past 2-3 weeks.
Right.
Trying to get that used up, and it's just throwing things. We get behind trying to get prepared for services. So,
right.
that's become a real issue. So it has lasting effects.
Yeah. Once that's used up, though, or get everybody back on, I know the park board meetings that they had, they're going to meet Dixie and Gilmer for probably about that month, that there's kind of a slack time there.
I've got only two things right now that I'm lined up for them, and one's a transfer station and repairing the floor to help out with, and then the other roof on the salt building on tape roads. Other than that, pretty much you keep that pretty good for something coming up, because I heard we'd probably have something.
Yeah.
Works, and if I need to, that I still got a low water structure that we got to be going on that. And then I've got some bridge repairs and different small stuff that I need to get through. To be able to
do. Now, what are you considering that over budget? Have we budgeted, what, four temps or?
I was anticipating four camps, and then we'll kind of see what plays out. And I don't want to add any more now if we don't have to, but we'll see if, what happens with our existing pieces. But right now, what I'd ask for is four. One appetizer, I'd say up to six, but I don't know that we can do that.
Yeah. All right, then.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Next is good recommendation at 10 o'clock.
Putting up right at 10.
We'll have you.